Hello and welcome to the Bingeables Podcast, a podcast for geeky TV junkies where we watch TV shows you just have to binge on. We're your hosts, Chinlin
and April.
Woo! Hello, April. Welcome to the Bingeables Podcast. Welcome back, listeners. We have special guest April from the Other Side of 40 Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I love television. I watch probably way too much of it. So I'm excited to talk about this new series that came out on Upload on Amazon Prime. So I am The Other Side of 40 came to me last year. I turned 40 and I realized that my life wasn't going the direction I had always dreamed. I had put my life to a backseat to the family that I put together. So I'm married, 13 years of marriage this year, and we've been together for 18 years. So it is a long time.
Kudos to you. Almost two decades is a very long time.
It is. And the time passes so quickly, especially once you have kids. It's, you know, they grow up and a lot of your focus is on them and what they're doing. But now my youngest is six, or now she's six, she'll be seven shortly. But last year I just kind of woke up, you know, now that they can kind of, I won't say provide for themselves, but you know, they're young enough, they're old enough to do kind of their own thing. They get dressed by themselves. They can fix themselves some basic food, you know, cereal, stuff like that. And I woke up and I just looked around and I said, what happened to me? Where did I go? And I realized that a lot of people, a lot of women have the same feeling. And there's something about turning 40 that it's kind of like that midlife crisis. And the women don't particularly want to go out and buy a new hot car, but they really want to pursue what they were dreaming about when they were 18, mm-hmm. what kind of life they wanted. And the problem is a lot of people don't want you to change. Once they get very comfortable with who you are as a person, they don't really want you to become someone else. So if you were that person who was super dependable, if you decide to put yourself first, then you're not as dependable anymore. And that's a transition that they have to make. So the Other Side of 40 is really just here to support you through those changes, help you understand that you are important and the other people will be okay, even when it's hard.
It's a transition for both people.
Yes, it's a transition for all parties. It could be friends. I had a friend mm-hmm. who stopped drinking as part of her lifestyle change. And she's lost friends over not drinking. They have implied within themselves that she's judging them for drinking, which she is not. She has just made a conscious choice that, you know what, I pick up extra weight wearing, you know, drinking as much as I do, so I'm not going to do it anymore. So she stopped. And she's lost friends. So it's sad, but it happened. So I just want to be that support system to make sure that people feel like they have others around them that understand what they're going through.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool that you want to do this for other women in similar situations as yourself. I'm not 40, so I can't say anything about that, but I think it's really cool that you want to have a community to support women 40 and up. Yeah,
that's all it is, just supporting them and helping them through changes and helping them really just show up for themselves. I mean, that's really all it boils down to. Show up for yourself, and here's a group of women who will help you show up for yourself.
Would you like to share your social media handles?
So if you follow me on The Other Side of 40, I am Other Side 40 everywhere. So it's OTHERSIDE, the number 40. And we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And with each of those platforms, I actually have a partner in crime. and she's helping me do more of the editing side of the blog. So we have a blog, we have a website, theothersideof40.com. And I just kept it simple. Everywhere it's Other Side 40. And you can find me on all the platform or all of those platforms. And then the April Noel, which is me personally, THEAPRILNOELLE. And I'm on everything, including TikTok, including Snapchat. I don't do anything on Snapchat. I haven't done anything on Snapchat forever, but I'm very excited about TikTok because they are working towards getting more educational components. So they're looking for educators and business owners to put out like short bursts of content that helps educate other people.
I think it's really cool that TikTok wants to do that because prior to this conversation, I thought TikTok was just for teenagers, like making dance videos.
Well, I can't say that my current TikTok doesn't have its share of dance videos. me and my kids have gotten into, you know, a couple of the little trends. They don't really want to work that hard because learning these dance moves are not particularly easy. But we have a couple of videos up there. So don't judge me. We've enjoyed it. It's been some good family fun.
I can't say anything because I don't even have TikTok. These are just things I've heard about TikTok.
Understandable.
Although personally, I deleted Snapchat like a few months ago because I just got bored with it because the features that I use Snapchat for are now available on Instagram.
Oh, like the filters and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like, well, why am I doing this twice? But I do like Snapchat's Bitmoji feature.
Well, yes. And I have my Bitmoji, my Snapchat Bitmoji that I use that I like better than Facebook's new, whatever they call it. I think it's a little bit more true to form. Mm. And you have more options.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's technology. You do what you can. You roll with the punches.
All righty. We are here to talk about the Amazon Prime Video series, Upload. The show is created by Greg Daniels, and it premiered on May 1st, 2020. Greg Daniels is known for creating The Office, and he also co-created Parks and Recreation with Michael Schur.
And this is our spoiler-free preview episode where we give an overview of the series and tell you why geeks should watch it.
So for Upload, I'm going to start out with the official synopsis pulled from Amazon Prime. In the future, people can upload their consciousness to a luxurious digital afterlife. When party boy Nathan gets uploaded to a virtual resort, he meets the down-to-earth Nora, his customer service quote-unquote angel.
So, Nathan Brown is actually played by Robbie Amell, and geeks will recognize him in The Flash, The Tomorrow People, and he's actually guest starred also in some notable shows like How I Met Your Mother, Pretty Little Liars, and Hawaii Five-0.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
I never got into it. I've seen a few episodes. It's funny. I think his quirkiness was the main character's quirkiness. Just it was too much for me.
Okay.
and so I could never really get into it. I know I have tons of friends who watch it religiously or watched it religiously because I believe it's off the air now, right?
Yeah. So Robbie Amell was in like one episode and he played like one of the main characters, like quote unquote boyfriend. Mm. And his character's name was Scoob. And I thought it was hilarious. I think he did a good job in that guest starring role. But yeah, he's been around. Like we mentioned, The Flash, The Tomorrow People. Personally, I haven't watched either show. So this is watching Robbie Amell in Upload was like the first time I've actually like gotten to see him perform. But yeah, he's been around in several things. And next, we have Andy Allo as Nora Anthony, the customer service angel. I think she's fairly new to the TV and movie scene. She was previously in Pitch Perfect 3, which I unfortunately have not seen yet. I've only seen Pitch Perfect, the first film. I haven't seen the second or third. And then TV-wise, she was in Chicago Fire and Black Lightning. I haven't watched either of those shows either, but I heard Black Lightning on the CW is really good. And I think it's on like its fourth season.
Yeah, I'm a big, so I watched The Flash and Black Lightning, and I really appreciate both of those shows. Obviously, you know, with the times that's going on, I really wish there was more crossover because, you know, they're superheroes, they work in tandem, and there's a lot of crossover with the other shows on CW, but I'm not going to go down that path discussion today. But I don't remember her on Black Lightning, but I would love to see what her role was and go back. I'm assuming it's probably a smaller role.
Yeah.
The next person is like my favorite person on the show. She's so charismatic and she brings so much of her own personality to it. Her name is Zainab Johnson and she plays Alicia, who is Nora's coworker. She's also a customer service angel. Now, I haven't seen her at all previously, but she's been in American Coco, Avant Guardians, Cash List, and Private Practice.
So same here. I haven't seen her in anything. This is the first time I've seen her perform on Upload. But Alicia is amazing. She's there for comic relief. She is the coworker we all need.
Yes, definitely. I would love to have her sitting on the desk next to me, and I would laugh all day long. It would make work so enjoyable.
Yeah, and she is... She's the coworker who has your back when you have to do something sketchy.
That too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then next up, we have Kevin Bigley, who plays Luke. Luke is one of the residents that Nathan meets when he's at the digital afterlife. Luke is also there for comedic support. Kevin Bigley, the actor, he's been in several things. The thing that I've seen him before on was this show called Sirens, which I think is on Netflix. I'm not sure if it is still because this was a while ago. Sirens was like a cop, not a cop show. It was kind of like a cop show. Kevin Bigley played a character that was like one of the EMT response people, but it was strictly a comedy. It wasn't dramatic at all. He has also starred in Splitting Up Together and Undone. And he's voiced in various roles in BoJack Horseman.
And next we have Allegra Edwards, and she plays Ingrid, Nathan's girlfriend. Overall, at the beginning, I was really unimpressed with this character. But by the end, I really want to see where she would go. So, I mean, I think that's something to be said about how well they wrote these characters. She is pretty new to the acting scene. She's had a few small roles in Modern Family, New Girl, The Mindy Project, and Orange is the New Black. But I'm very excited to see where she goes here. It looks like this is her first time headlining a show. She's one of the main four characters, I would say. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice cliffhanger with her.
Yeah.
So I would love to see where that goes next.
And then last but not least, part of our main cast that we're talking about, Chris Williams plays Dave, who Nora's dad. And I just want to say, it is a huge delight to see Chris Williams on this show, because if anybody has watched Silicon Valley, the Bingeables podcast, we did an episode on it a few months ago with Mati from the Movie Marathoner podcast. But Chris Williams played Hoover on Silicon Valley. Hoover was Gavin Belson's secondhand man, like head of security guy. He was the funny guy who was like always groveling at Gavin's feet, always trying to please him and do everything for him, always had Gavin's back. So having seen him in Silicon Valley and then seeing him now in a more serious role as Nora's dad was such a delight. I would love to see him in more stuff, honestly. Maybe in the future when he can, like, headline a show. Previously, he's been on tons of other shows. Just for our outline, I wrote that he was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I love the fact that I've seen him in Silicon Valley. I watched him religiously, and he was definitely a comic relief. But in this show, he is not comedic at all. And he's very straightforward. He's just a dad, and he's very caring. So I love the fact that they have given him, he wasn't typecast in any way, basically, that he's able to flex his acting chops and do other things. And I really think this show has some legs to go the distance.
For sure. And then last, we are going to wrap up with reasons why we think geeks should watch Upload. And I'm going to let April start off.
Well, first, I think the amount of sci-fi in there, if you're a sci-fi fan and you really just want to think about like what future we'll have, the downside is this show is only set like 13 years in the future, which sets really high expectations because, you know, you think Jetsons and all the things that we could have, but it's only 13 years in the future. And they're doing things like uploading consciousness. You don't need to carry a cell phone anymore. You just open your hand and turn it on. Self-driving cars. There are so many tools that this show seems to have perfected that we hear about on a regular basis people are working on. So it seems very cool that like it can happen and it can happen soon. And I mean, 13 years, again, is not that far away. So I was very excited about that. I was also excited about the character development. I felt like, you know, sometimes when you get a show like this, you don't really dive deep into the characters. They're very superficial, very one-dimensional. They do this and this person does that and that's it. But because the directors and creators are so, they put together The Good Place. They put together Parks and Rec. I mean, they spend a lot of time developing the character to make sure that character is a whole person. So that means they don't do all good. They don't do all bad. And you really kind of see the trouble that a lot of people go through to either protect their spirit or protect their personality from other people. So I think it's much more complicated than it seems on the front end.
To kind of piggyback off what you just said, one of my reasons why I think geeks should watch Upload is that it kind of presents itself as like this satirical comedy, but it has way more like dramatic undertones that you'll discover as you watch. And I think it's really fun to kind of get into that. It's kind of like a Trojan horse move where you see one thing up front, but then you'll later realize there's way more to it. There's more layers than you're expecting.
Definitely.
And I think a lot of those moments that you'll catch a lot of those moments that you'll watch will catch you by surprise, and you'll appreciate the effort that the creator and writers put into it.
I completely agree.
And then my second reason goes off of what April said about the future that is presented to us. The sort of future that we're seeing now that they're presenting is just 13 years away. It's totally possible. There are a few things that I feel like aren't totally possible in 13 years, but I'll save that for the spoiler episode. But a lot of things I liked, this is a small thing, but the creative use of product placement sort of in this show is where like they're presenting a product, but they it's created by two companies and they've clearly partnered together for those profits. I wish I could remember the names of them, but
the one that stood out to me was the Nokia Taco Bell, which is a very odd pairing. But once you watch the show, it's still an odd pairing. Let me not even pretend that it's not. Nokia, a cell phone company, partnering with a food company. But the product placement was so creative because even though it's completely in your face, there is nothing about the product placement that is like subtle. It fits so cleanly in the storyline that you can't help but kind of giggle and laugh about it. So you, and it helps you remember what's going on in the show and that, you know, we're still a capitalist society.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ultimately, that's what it's saying. We're still capitalists and we'll be capitalists after death or in your afterlife.
Oh, yeah. There was another afterlife that was like casino based.
Yep.
Yeah. I was just like, I don't want that for my afterlife. Can't I just relax? Like gambling at a casino, that brings anxiety for me.
All of it seems a little more stressful than, I mean, well, we'll talk about it more in the spoiler episode, but
yeah,
a lot of it seemed a lot more stressful than I'd want to have in my afterlife.
Oh, and the other thing I liked about the future that they present is the use of VR. I feel like VR has been one of those topics that kind of come in and out, like trending wise. I think a few years ago, Google was making something called Oculus, and I wish I could say more about it, but I haven't been keeping up with those news. But it's really cool to see that that's still something that we're leaning towards, more VR in the future. And then my third reason is, if you're a fan of Greg Daniels or Michael Schur, their shows that they've created, so The Office, Parks and Recreation, The Good Place, well, I guess technically The Good Place is just created by Michael Schur, and they both did Parks and Recreation, but, you know, like, they've worked together, they've had, like, similar, writing styles. If you've watched any of those, especially The Good Place, I think Upload is a good show for you to try out. It's not too similar to The Good Place. It's just that both shows deal with the afterlife, and they bring up important questions and issues that you as the viewer can enjoy learning about and discussing with your friends and family.
Yeah, and I mean, especially what it really talks about more than anything is what would you want to do if you could continue having a relationship with someone who passed away, and what that means, what that looks like. Would you pay for it? How much would you pay for it? It goes into all these questions about, if someone leaves you, are they gone? And it has the questions for the other side as well. Like, if you're living, if you pass away, how long do you want to be in contact with the living? So it really makes you start questioning a lot about what you even think about the afterlife and how far would you go, especially when we talk about like cryogenics and, you know, all those things that people have suggested to put themselves asleep today and then wake up in 100 years. And could you do it? So I really appreciated the way the show has broached the subject mm-hmm. and started really talking about those things.
Oh, and I just thought of something. Like, the show doesn't even bring in religion into it. And I like that they didn't do that, because I feel like that kind of might have been polarizing to some people, or it might have, like, taken you out of the moment.
I think so. I think it would have definitely created a new layer. Mm-hmm. And it really is an unnecessary layer, because I think the subject is already complicated enough.
Yeah, for sure. And then one more reason that I want to bring into that, I think, especially female geeks of color, why you should watch Upload, is that the main women on this show, aside from Ingrid, Nathan's girlfriend, are women of color. Nora and Alicia are the main characters who are women of portrayed, who are women of color characters portrayed by women of color actors. And you just don't see that very often. You see a lot of people of color characters on the sidelines. They don't necessarily get their own story. So I was very happy to see that Greg Daniels and his casting team did that for Black women in this show.
And the niece. The niece is a mixed character. Mm-hmm. Beautiful little girl with all of her hair. I love all of her hair. I'm like, I'm trying to get that to happen with my daughters, but you know, kids are a struggle. But yeah, she is a mixed. She looks mixed. They don't talk about it, which is something I actually appreciate, because you can just focus on the fact that she is just part of the family. She's not a separate part that they're bringing in. She's just part of the family. It's his niece.
Yeah, like, color isn't mentioned here.
Right. So, I really appreciate that.
Alrighty, well, that is the end of our spoiler-free preview. April, feel free to plug your social media handles again, if you like.
Sure. Real quick, Other Side 40, if you would like to follow along with growing and becoming a new woman at a later age, or personally, the April Noelle, N-O-E-L-L-E. N-O-E-L-L-E. Sorry.
Thank you so much, April, for joining us for the spoiler-free episode. Listeners, please give Upload a chance. It's streaming on Amazon Prime Video. And tune in next week for the spoiler episode about season 1. Thanks so much. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the Bingeables podcast.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider giving us your support on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Just visit us on patreon.com/bingeablespod. That's patreon.com/bingeablespod.
You can connect with us on Twitter at BingeablesPod, or you can email us at BingeablesPod@gmail.com.
Until next time.
The Bingeables Podcast is produced by patron Raymond G.
And the music you're listening to is Shaving Mirror by Kevin McLeod.